Thank you, Lynn. And she mentioned that success bred success, and our next speaker certainly had it here at Texas A&M. After a long stint as defensive coordinator, R.C. Slocum took the head football coaching position here in Aggieland in 1989. Early in his tenure, John David was his AD, and together they fashioned what may be the most dominant period in Aggie football history. From 1991 to 94 on the gridiron, that program did not lose a conference game. He went on to become the winningest head football coach in Texas A&M history. Please welcome R.C. Slocum.
Thank you, Will, and thank you, Lynn, for those wonderful comments. John David would be so proud. It's a great honor for me to be asked to say a few words about my friend John David. I often referred to him as a man's man, a man's man. And where I come from, that means something. When I think of John David, I think of four traits that come to mind real quickly when I think of him. That's his honesty, his toughness, his humility, and his loyalty. First is honesty. In 1988, on the same day and at the same time, he became the athletic director and I became the head football coach. We had been friends before that day, but we became really close friends after that day. I was so fortunate to have someone with John David's background to help me get started as a head coach. It was a real benefit that he had played a lot of football, he had coached football, he had been a head coach, and he had been an athletic director. He knew how it was supposed to work. He was a great resource and support for me. The fact that he knew football and coaching was important, but more important was the kind of man he was. I always knew he had my back, and I always knew that I could get honest input from him. Sometimes being a head coach is a lonely job. Having someone you can talk to and trust is really important. John David was that person for me. I have to admit that I didn't always like what he had to say. There was never any doubt about where he stood. If it was the truth or that what he was saying was in my best interest. In a world where it's hard to get a straight answer, and we often try to figure out what a person really means, it was refreshing to deal with John David Crow. If he told you something, you could go to the bank with it. I admired his toughness. As an AD, there are many times that he had to make tough calls. Lynn, that was no problem for him. He could do it. He was proud of the fact that he grew up tough, proud of the fact that he was coached tough, and proud of the fact that he was known for playing tough. He was as tough as anyone I've ever met. And he could make the tough calls. I always felt confident when we had conference meetings, knowing that my AD was the toughest guy at the table. That was encouraging. Next, although he was a man of tremendous accomplishment, he had great humility. He and I had a great time with football. We also had some fun outside of football. One of the fun things we did was go to Pebble Beach on a golf trip 30 straight years. On our last trip was just a couple of months ago, end of March, we went back out there. Wellen James, Dan Sears, John David, and I went out there each spring and had a great time. We don't have time here today for me to tell you all those stories, but on another day, I'll tell you some great stories. But of course, everywhere where we went out there, people knew John David. He had played out there with the 49ers and being the Heisman Trophy winner, and everywhere people would want to talk about that. And it was always so refreshing to hear him deflect the praise from himself and direct it toward his teammates and his coach. I never heard him boast about it. In fact, he was proud of what he accomplished, but he never did boast about it. And he really didn't want to talk about it, and he got uncomfortable when others start talking about it around him. He was a guy from a humble upbringing, and he was taught great values as a youngster, and he never strayed from those values. Throughout his life, he was a humble man. The fourth trait I admired about John David was his loyalty. The best example of that loyalty would be his devotion and love for his high school sweetheart, Carolyn, the love of his life. Carolyn, there was never any doubt in the minds of anyone that ever met John David about his love for you. He adored you. You kids and grandkids and sons-in-law and daughters-in-law, y'all were right there too. Y'all were the best, regardless. And sometimes you didn't think anyone else had kids or grandkids, but his were the best. His loyalty to his coach, Coach Bryant, in his mind, there was never another coach anywhere that came close to Coach Bryant. He gave Coach Bryant a lot of credit for developing him into the man that he was. We're so thankful that today, this morning, Coach Bryant's son, Paul Jr., was here with some of his family to help honor John David. It was Coach Bryant that introduced John David at A&M. That was the start of a lifelong loyalty to this school. He was fiercely loyal to A&M. This was his school, and the quickest way to get him riled was to say anything negative about Texas A&M. He was committed, and he did anything and everything he could to help the school during his adult life. Wherever he went, he brought positive recognition to Texas A&M, and there was never any doubt about his loyalty to the school. A couple of years ago, a caddy friend of mine from Carmel, California, called and asked if I knew some famous football player at Texas A&M named John David Crow. And I said, well, certainly, he's a good friend of mine. And he said, well, I passed a gallery in Carmel, and this person's working on this huge sculpture of this big football player. And as we know, that sculpture now sits in front of the Bright Center. And there was a reason why it was so big. It needed to be big to properly recognize the giant of the man that we honor today, John David Crow. We're all so blessed to have had him in our lives. And I'm just humbled to be here today to say a few words about him and his family. It's so nice to be here with you, and I hope you feel the love of all these people for you at this time. Thank you.